Welcome. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. So much is going on. It's just, it's crazy. So let's bring a little peace to the moment by going to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Oh, Father, we praise you and give thanks to you and only to you, for only you are worthy of our praise. Father, I beg you to reveal, and it's going to be ugly, but reveal the evils of this world and make us utterly broken for you. May we hunger and thirst and yearn for your truth. May we have a compassion for life. Give us your boldness and courage. Remove our timidness, Father, and bring us to your wisdom that we might stand for your righteousness in all of our lives, that we might bring truth back to this nation and bring America home to you. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we do have a lot going on. There was a leaked draft opinion on the forthcoming landmark Dobbs case before the U.S. Supreme Court is rife with good news and bad news. The good news is the opinion seems to indicate that Roe versus Wade may meet its end. The bad news is that the egregious leak of this draft opinion is clearly designed to undermine the court. Clearly, the left will stop at nothing to defend their sacred cow of abortion, and that was written by Ed Martin of Phyllis Schlafly. Yes, Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. I used to work in a Hallmark shop right here in this little town, and that shop no longer exists. But I enjoyed the time there, and it was around that time that the Far Side cards were very popular. There was an old Far Side card. It showed the covered wagons all circled, and the Indians were attacking. And one of the adventurers or settlers turned to the other one and said, "Hey, they're lighting them arrows. Can they do that?" Fairness. In war and in politics, if you're in a brawl, I'd have to fight dirty to win if I was in a brawl. But I think that's what brawls are, dirty fighting. Isn't that what they are? And politics is one big, ugly brawl. The cheating begins when you see that you're losing or you want to make sure a certain outcome is reached. All is fair in love and war used to be described as a situation in which people do not follow the usual rules of behavior and do things that are normally considered unfair, kind of like lighting them arrows. Wow. That describes the Democrat Party, though, doesn't it? And that their politics of today. They have no Queensberry rules. They have no respect for Robert's Rules of Order or parliamentary procedure. I was looking up to see what this fairness thing was, and this popped up. It's from the Wall Street Journal, but I wasn't allowed to read the whole thing because I didn't pay for it. But Stephen Moore wrote this in an op-ed. Is it fair that soon almost half the federal budget will take income from young working people and redistribute it to old non-working people, even though those over age 65 are already almost among the wealthiest Americans? Fairness in politics. They want to legislate fairness to you, and you know that that's not what they're after at all. Politics is not about fairness. It's about It's not even about constitutionality. It's about reaching a certain outcome, whatever the cost. More power. So we have a leaker again. We had a lot of leakers back in Trump day, remember? Not necessarily from the Supreme Court, but from everywhere. The Supreme Court is under attack and has been since President Donald Trump appointed three new judges who we thought would be conservatives and not constitutionalists and not activists. They've gone after Justice Thomas's wife lately because she's conservative. They've threatened to pack the court, and they are now leaking a draft opinion prior to the court's actual issuing a ruling. Now, it doesn't outlaw abortion. It just removes it from the federal realm. But immediately, the protesters appeared. Remember when they were beating on the doors after Kavanaugh's, when he was voted on, nominated? This is about intimidation of the justification to pack the court. They want to intimidate the justices that are there, and they want to justify their packing of the court. I still haven't personally figured out the obsession the left Democrats have with murdering the unborn. I've said this before. We or I don't want a liberal judge. I don't want a conservative judge. I want a constitutionalist judge, one that believes in the organic constitution and will make such argument, such judgments upon the original intent. Abortion's not mentioned in the Constitution. You know, black and white. Things are black and white, right or wrong, until sin comes in. And then you have this gray area. And we're all trying to figure out how to make the gray white or black, meaning good or bad. Leaks and lies. The Dems are lighting those arrows. Can they do that? Lies come back to haunt you, though, as the old saying goes. Tell a lie once and you'll, and all your truths become questionable. For whatever the reason, I believe it is the left following the devil, and they have openly denied and mocked God. But they want to destroy families, American families. They want to break them up. And they want to destroy our children. They have, at this point, absolute power. And they are absolutely corrupt. But where are those on the so-called right? Oh, they talk and they talk, but they never truly protect. Where's Mitt Romney about this that's going on? Where's Liz Cheney? And many others who seem to be silent. The left, they're loud and squealing like stuck hogs because they think they're going to lose something. Allie Beth Stuckey is an author and a speaker, commentator, and the host of the Blaze podcast, Relatable. And she stated, you can call it culture wars. You can call it moral panic. You can call it whatever you want, but I will absolutely continue to fight against the progressive ideology preying upon kids in schools, employees and corporations and congressional people and congregants in the churches. Progressivism destroys. She's correct. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. If there are any good men, if there are any good women left in this nation, we need you all to stop being silent and to stand up for what is righteous and bring America home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Rachel Campos Duffy is coming to St. Louis for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event. As a published author and respected television personality, Rachel began her career as a cast member on the MTV reality series The Real World San Francisco. As a co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend and frequent guest of The Today Show and The View, Rachel is highly sought after for her unique views on politics, culture, and parenting. Undeterred by their unborn baby's Down syndrome diagnosis, Rachel and her husband, former Congressman Sean Duffy, welcomed their daughter, Valentina, into the world. Rachel supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unexpected pregnancies with life-saving resources. Come see Rachel Campos Duffy at Vitae Foundation's pro-life event on Tuesday, May 17th at the Hilton St. Louis Frontenac. Register for this important dinner event before May 6th at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Right now, and we're going to get on past this, but for now I want to talk about this Supreme Court leak. Leakers and liars. That's what we have in politics today, and it's not exclusively. They don't have a monopoly on the leaking and the lying, speaking of the Democrats. But they have this obsession about the murdering of the unborn child. It's money-making. They're making money at it. All those young girls sitting there protesting last night, thinking some great right was going to be taken away from them, that they were going to lose liberty if this happens. That's not going to happen. But you know, one thing we don't teach these kids is responsibility. Now, I know there are rapes that cause pregnancy, and there are times that it is the mother's health, but that is like a very minute, like 0.01%, if even that much. And no one would cast judgment on that. But this abortion is about money. And they're using the useful idiot young girls who think something's being... Why do you think they teach free sex? And now they're trying to start it in kindergarten, and they're trying to make sure that you not only know how to have sex, but you know how to have perverted sex. Why? Well, I have an article here from Axios about the Supreme Court, not about having sex. It's a leaked document shows the Supreme Court prepared to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, let me say right up front, that is not making abortion illegal. It's just taking it out of the hands of the federal government and putting it back into the hands of the states. It says, why does this matter? Overturning Roe versus Wade would make abortion immediately illegal in at least 13 states. And the big picture, no draft decision in modern history of the court has been disclosed publicly while a case was still pending. Think of the unfairness of that to those who have brought this case to the Supreme Court. Axios said also they cannot verify the document reportedly authorized by Justice Samuel Alito in February. So this goes way back. Politico reported that Justice Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett voted with Alito. Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. That's a statement within the draft. We can only do our job, which is to interpret the law, apply long-standing principles of stare decisis, and decide these cases accordingly. We therefore hold the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey must be overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion must be returned to the people and their elected representatives. Now, Rudy actually had the document today, this morning, and he was trying to read it. And it was, what'd you say, 96 pages long? I said, don't print it. Do not print it. These draft documents don't reflect final vote tallies. So when it was leaked, this is coming from me, when it was leaked, it's a matter of intimidation of these justices. And immediately, these young girls are down there in front of the Justice Supreme Courthouse protesting. He says, but Republican appointee justices have a 6-3 advantage on the court. The decision should be released sometime within the next 2 months, and Roe is still currently the law, though many red states have pushed ahead with abortion bans, confident the new measures will stand. How did that leak happen? Politico received a copy of the draft opinion from a person familiar with the court's proceedings in the Mississippi case, along with other details supporting the authenticity of the document. Well, not that Politico would care if anything was authentic or not. The appearances and timing of this draft are consistent with court practice. The bottom line, the Supreme Court is famous for not leaking ahead of decisions. But after today, that has changed. And then just as I was coming into the studio here, I saw this pop up, and this is from Epic Times, that Biden has now responded to the purported Supreme Court opinion to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, he's not going to say anything about this horrible leak, because this is terrible. Think about it. If you in your own county and you were in a lawsuit and somebody leaks something that was said by the judge or even by the jury, that's why they're not supposed to say anything. That's why they get sequestered a lot. But President Biden has issued a response to a document reportedly leaked from the Supreme Court that suggests the high court has decided to strike down Roe versus Wade, the 1973 Seminole precedent that made abortion legal. Now, if you go back and you study this, you know Roe versus Wade was all built on a lie. The woman that was involved with that has also said it was a lie and that she was used. While the document written by Justice Samuel Alito, supposedly, that Politico describes as the initial draft majority opinion, has yet to be confirmed as genuine. But it reaffirms his administration's, Joe Biden says this, he reaffirms his administration's effort to argue in Roe support of Roe versus Wade, saying, I believe that a woman's right to choose is fundamental. Roe has been the law of the land for almost 50 years, and basic fairness and the stability of our law demand that it not be overturned. Really? Let's talk about, we just kind of talked about the fairness. So was it fair that this person leaked this decision or this opinion? No. He also says it will fall on our nation's elected officials at all levels of government to protect a woman's right to choose. You know, the woman has the right to choose unless she doesn't want to take the COVID vaccine. Then she does not have the right to choose. If the reports are true, overturning Roe versus Wade would be a major victory for the pro-life movement and protecting the unborn. However, the leak of the Supreme Court opinion in an inexcusable breach of trust is an inexcusable breach of trust, wrote Tom Rice of South Carolina. Integrity and respect for our most precious institutions is eroding, and that should be unacceptable by all. Reversing the long-settled protections in Roe is outrageous. Every woman in America deserves a chance to make their own reproductive health care choices. I think the choice could have been made before the pregnancy happened. Should this decision become law, roughly, and this is from Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, a Democrat, should this decision become law, roughly half the states in our country will make all or nearly all abortions illegal, leading to gross inequalities in health care access. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is not a contraceptive. Abortion is the taking of an unborn human being. These same people that will protest to kill the unborn will throw you in jail if you step on an eagle's egg or if you harm an animal of any kind. They want to close down all farms and all ranches. The same people that have absolutely no respect for human life will go after you if you harm an Indiana bat. What about that old white spotted owl? They'll shut down your businesses and your industries and kill your communities for a fowl or an animal. And then they will turn around and they will fight like the Dickens to kill the unborn human being. Well, if this happens, I suspect we're going to see a lot of ugly. But I believe the leak was intentional, obviously, to upset and to some, distract America. Women are being deceived. The Democrat Party are against women. I guess if it's Roe versus Wade is against women, is it also against men? You know, the men that are having babies? All those men that are pregnant out there? I didn't see any of them protesting. I didn't see one man in that protest last night. The Democrat Party doesn't care about you, ladies. They don't care about your health, but they do care a lot about making money and being reelected. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I have an article here, and I've been saving this. I've had it since a whole yesterday. But I saw something about it a week or so ago. I mentioned that everybody seems to be going after Tucker Carlson. Now, it doesn't matter to me if you're a Tucker Carlson fan or not, but you need to stop and think, just like we had to stop and think, why are they all mad at this man who came down an escalator? These are the same people that used to go asking for money for their campaigns, and now they're all angry. Well, you have to stop and think about that. Well, this is coming from American Greatness, and it's Carpe Diem that wrote this article. It says, the New York Times' pathetic hit job on Tucker Carlson fails miserably. They went after Tucker, calling him all their coin names. He's a... you know, xenophobe, he's a racist, he's this and he's that. But you have to wonder why it is. 15,000 words in this article. I don't know, why don't they just say racist, racist, racist through 15,000 times? That'd be all they need to do, because that's pretty much all that the left has. Call names, lie, and leak. That's what the left does. Or the swamp. Supposedly those leaking out of the White House when Donald Trump was in the presidency were Republicans, but I would call them Swampicans. They were Swampicans. That's what they were, Swampicans. They have Swampicans and Swampocrats. That's what they got. Put that down. It's going to be a new definition in the Webster's Dictionary. Swampicans and Swampocrats. So, Nicholas, and I thought this was a funny last name, Confessor. C-O-N-F-E-S-S-O-R-E, Confessor. Well, maybe he needs to do a little confessing about his lying and his very poor attitude. But he went after Tucker Carlson. Newsmax is mad at Tucker Carlson because they claim he's supporting and sponsoring, not sponsoring, but supporting and promoting Putin. He is not. But what he is not doing is promoting war, a non-ending war. And last night I watched his opening, and he went off on this again. And it's not just the Democrats, it's the Republicans. And he was talking about when they want war. And he was talking about when, oh gosh, can you see this group of people we sent over to Ukraine? We've got Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and I can't remember who the other ones were. Pathetic liars over there telling him, we're going to keep sending you money and we're going to make sure you win. And the one guy made some comment about they want to make sure Putin is punished and never does this again. This is coming at the man who is threatening to use chemical warfare and nuclear warfare. He's the biggest nuclear country in the world right now. And while we're sending all of our money over there, which we have none of, we're sending all our debt over there because they're getting the money and we're getting the debt. Let's put it that way. And we're sending all of our equipment, not all of it, but we're sending a lot of equipment. Of course, a lot of it we left over there for Afghanistan, and now they're having like big garage sales with our equipment. And we're leaving America zero. They're spending more on Ukraine's border, protecting it, than they are on ours, because they're not spending a dime on ours. Tucker has every right to be throwing out these questions, and that's what he's doing. And it really upsets me when the two big shots on Newsmax go after Tucker Carlson. Well, that's three. Go after Tucker Carlson. Well, he's also the most popular show right now. He doesn't always follow the status quo. And that's why I like to listen to him. Because he will go the other direction and ask questions. Well, how dare you ask questions about a war? So they go after him and call him a white racist and a white supremacist, and they call him everything under the book. This Mr. Confessor. And it's just, you know, they get upset with him because he kind of makes fun of Kamala, cackling Kamala. Well, who doesn't make fun of Kamala? Even the Democrat Party, they just do it silently. Kind of like when they had their big party this weekend and they all made fun of the Americans who can't afford Teslas and gas in their cars and food on the tables. They just, ha, 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 yeah, it's going to get bad. Those poor little peasants. Oh, that they were us. I'm so glad they're not us. Kind of like the rich man who prayed in the synagogue and said, thank you, Lord, that I'm not this man over here. And that man over there is actually repentant of his sins and tearing his clothes and going before God. But we don't see the elite in D.C. doing that, or in your state capitals doing that. They're making promises, though, you know. We talked about that. If you want to read this article, I have it posted on Facebook if you want to go back and read it and talk, you know, see what all exactly they're mad at Tucker Carlson about. They never really say, but they just go after him, calling him names after, you know, the names they call everybody that doesn't agree with them. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. If you don't agree with the left, you're a white supremacist. So we have, Tucker also questions the Disinformation Governance Board, as we all do. But this is coming from Joseph Farah with WorldNet Daily. Joseph Farah is saying that they're showing their hand. They have to have this disinformation board to stop you from getting information. He said this alone, in his mind, proves that they stole the 2020 election. Why else would they be covering it all up? Why else would they? They're not going after the truth on January 6th. No, they're not. That was another thing in this article with Tucker, that they mentioned his questioning of the 2020 election and his questioning of what's happened on the... He refuses to call it an insurrection. It was not an insurrection. There was an insurrection, all right, but not that day. So, he goes on in this article. He says, first 2 weeks ago, we had Barack Obama give a major speech calling for more censorship, more cancellations, more demonization, and more violations of the First Amendment by big tech. Who owns big tech? Oh, it's some of those billionaires that the left doesn't like. The Democrat Party doesn't like all those rich people. Except when they do. Then he says, a week ago, we had Elon Musk buying Twitter, giving us hope and setting off Democrats everywhere to claim the big tech doesn't go far enough in what it has done to our most fundamental freedom. You mean the freedom to lie? I think that's against the law in court. You're not supposed to perjure. And then he says, last week, Joe Biden created, under the Homeland Security's rubric, dystopian, a disinformation bureau to police all news and speech in what seems like a new ministry of truth, a la Adolf Hitler. I know it's not really Joe Biden. He's pathetic. I don't know who's orchestrating it, he says, but someone did. He says, make no mistake, Homeland Security is ready, willing, and able to use its immense political power, police power, to turn every Republican and Trump voter into a domestic terrorist. They've already done it with the children, with the parents, remember? He says this is the last straw, an ill-defined and thoroughly unconstitutional idea for America. The Democrats have truly revealed their hand. He's absolutely right. It goes on for several pages, but Joseph Farah is absolutely right on. You know, you could tell that they've lied by the extent they will go to cover up their lies and point you another direction. Why do they want to keep Trump from running for office? Because they don't think they can do it again. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is IMMUNO150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, Ron DeSantis, this came April 29th, and I'm just now getting around to it. But Ron DeSantis, he's leading the Republican charge against Biden's regime's Ministry of Truth. I think this is something we need to really look into and really pressure our representatives, Republican and Democrats. This is definitely, you can call it Orwellian, you can call it Hitler. You can sit here and complain about Russia doesn't let their people know what they're doing in Ukraine. But we're no better. Our politicians don't want you to know what they're doing either. We have so many things that they are infringing upon our rights, and they have been doing it for decades and decades, for centuries. And I don't think we're too dumb to notice, but I think we have been distracted. I think they have kept us really busy, and you know what? We have been busy enjoying life. But my friends, that's about to come to an end. Unless you really want to be controlled. 100%. So, this is an article. It's actually, and I put this on the show's Facebook page yesterday, it's actually from Prager University. And these are quotes, and the gentleman who put this little speech together, let me find his name, is David Benson. And he actually wrote, there's no free lunch, 250 economic truths, and he did that for Prager University. But these are just seven, and I thought they were very interesting. And I thought I would save them for the final segment today, because I think we need to stop and think about all the spending that the Democrats and Republicans have been doing for decades upon decades. But right now, the Democrats want to keep
spent sending more and more money to Ukraine. They can't seem to break us enough. They will not spend any money to protect us. They want to call us racist and xenophobes and all kinds of names, white supremacists and blah, 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 blah. I think I find it very interesting how the ones screaming white supremacists don't happen to be white. He says you can learn a lot about basic economics from great quotes, and here are seven. Number one, by George Gilder. Capitalism is a system that begins not with taking, but with giving to others. He says this sounds counterintuitive, but Gilder is right. Gilder, I'm sorry. The underlying motivation of the entrepreneur is to satisfy not his need, but his customers. That's the only path to success and profitability. At once profitable, the entrepreneur invariably puts his new capital to work, expanding his business, which in turn creates better products, more jobs, and more wealth for more people. Number two, nothing contributes to so much to the prosperity and happiness of a country as high profits. That's by David Ricardo. To judge profits achieved in a free country without understanding what they mean to the nation at large is a failure to understand economics. Countries where citizens are generating healthy profits by their individual efforts are countries with higher tax base, higher research and development, better public services, more robust charity and philanthropy, and ultimately, great happiness and quality of life. Rudy's making fun of me, my bad pronunciations. This is, maybe in that one, is why we went wrong in this nation. Because we once were very profitable. But then, when they got that higher base, tax base, it wasn't high enough. And the government stepped in to take more. Number three. Everyone wants to live at the expense of the state, and they forget that the state lives at the expense of everyone. That's Frederick Bastiat. Our conversations about government spending would be so dramatically different if we first realized that the government has no money to spend that it does not take first from someone else. Whether it is, so they're all promising to give billions of dollars more yet to Ukraine. Where are they going to get that? Because they didn't make any money. Whether it is confiscated taxation or debt, future confiscation, government spending legitimate to the extent that it funds the necessities of government is always an extraction of wealth from the private sector. Government needs revenues to function. Everyone agrees on that. But beyond certain point, who will spend the money more effectively? Bureaucrats or the people who work to earn it? Number four. Differences in habits and attitudes are differences in human capital, just as much as differences in knowledge and skills, and such differences create differences in economic outcomes. Thomas Sowell. Go on to explain, no attempt in manufacture, an equal economic outcome can ever succeed. This quote explains why differences among people, such as their habits, abilities, and attitudes and goals, always lead to inequality. No matter how hard government may try, they can't force people to be the same. This is called reality. Number five, if history could teach us anything, it would be that private property is important and it's linked with civilization. Ludwig von Mises. Without property rights, freedom can't exist. Why do you think they're trying to take it away from you, my friends? If individuals don't have control over their own property, then the state does. And if the state owns your property, the state owns you. Number six, free market is not a system. It's not something that Washington implements. It does not exist in any legislation, law, bill, regulation, or book. It is what you get when people act on their own entirely without central direction and with their own property. Jeffrey Tucker. Nobody invented capitalism. It's what free people do naturally, exchanging goods and services for their own benefit. And number seven, under capitalism, man oppresses man, but under socialism, it's the other way around. Human beings are flawed creatures. They will make bad choices no matter what kind of economy they're operating in. The left thinks we can avoid the dark side of human nature. Is it? They ought to know it. If we get rid of capitalism. But all the left does is replace one flawed actor, the individual, with another flawed, but more power, more powerful actor. Government bureaucracy at best, and a totalitarian monster at its worst. Bottom line, if you want to live in productive, fulfilling, meaningful life, the free market is your best choice. It's our best chance. We've got a lot on our plates here in the United States, but I believe in you, America, and I believe we can stand up and bring America home.
Home. CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.